I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, some additional outdoor information shows that the aerial flight for geese and ducks was flown out at the river. And Lower Ouahee on December 14th had 60,000 Canadians. The pier area, 63,000 Canadians. And on Lake Sharp below pier, and from the Bad River all the way down, 64,000. And down in the Chamberlain area from the Fort Thompson Dam and south, 80,000 Canadians. And also there's about 77,000 mallards on Lower Ouahee, 10,000 in the pier area, and Lake Sharp has 15,000 mallards. So a lot of birds continues for that waterfall season that's open for about another month. Central South Dakota Youth Goose Hunt at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit is January 6th through the 8th, and it's for hunters ages 12 to 15. And if you want some more information on that or want to be involved in that, you can get a hold of Sam at 220-0001, Sam at 220-0001, or Tim at 280-6435. Well, don't forget about the first ice fishing tournament of the year. It's the Isaac Walton League of America's Ice Fishing Derby, and it's coming up Saturday, December 31st from 1 to 5 on Lake Kempeska. Headquarters is the Prop at Stony Point. Weigh in your fish at Kempeska Lodge or the Prop, and a lot of cash prizes. Also, differing rates of recovery for rainbow smelt on two Missouri River reservoirs up in North Dakota. They collected 2 million eggs, and South Dakota took fewer than 400,000 last year. Also coming up, the Governor's Winter Games, January 21st and 22nd. It's on the west side of Lake Ponset, right near the Pier 81 Resort. Saturday is all kinds of things for kids and races and safety things and hot dogs. Sunday is the Big Bucks Poker Run, $2,000 guaranteed for first place. If you want some more information, you can call Trace Dam at 203-1594 or Audrey Ryder, 450-0191. Also coming up on Lake Ponset, and this is Friday, January 27th, third annual Fishing for Miracles for the Children's Miracle Network. It's $20 tickets, a lot of great prizes, a lot of Vexilars and Markham fish finders, also an auger. It's $20, and you can find out more by going to our website here at the radio station, GoWatertown.net, for the Fishing for Miracles Children's Miracle Network tournament on Lake Ponset. It's an all-nighter from 3 p.m. Friday to 3 p.m. Saturday on Lake Ponset. Then coming up, we have the Grass Lake Conservation Club's Ice Fishing Tournament, and that's a 20th annual, and that's February 4th on Dry Lake and Grass Lake. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to Webster Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, Wabe and Bitter, are they seeing fishing pressure? What's the ice like, and are they catching any fish?
Yeah, there's some pressure. Wabe is probably the busier of the two. Sounds like that north end, just like last week, and walleyes, as well as some perch being caught up there. Most of the ice, I would say, is pushing, you know, 12 inches, right around 12 inches on Wabe. Down on Bitter, not as much activity, but they are getting a few walleyes. Probably haven't heard, you know, any ice conditions down there, but I would say we're in that 10 to 12, 13 inches as well down on Bitter.
Well, from Lynn to Reitz to Enemy Swim, are there fishermen out?
You know, there's a few. Enemy's probably the busier of those ones. At times, the bluegills as well as crappies have been biting out in the main lake. Haven't heard much off of Lynn, and Reitz has had a little bit of activity, but just haven't heard anything happening there yet.
Well, now we head out to the Goose Trailer. That's part of the Sheehan Waterfall Unit north of Pier, talking to Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks. And Tim, man, Chamberlain area, as of December 14th, 80,000 geese, Lake Sharp, 64,000, Pier area, 62, Lower Ouahee, 60,000. It's like the good old days.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's kind of what the pilot and the guy that does the surveys, he was He called me right away when they flew it. He just couldn't believe, you know, the numbers were looking pretty good. I guess we're not sure how many moved out with the real cold stuff, but we're just kind of assuming what we're seeing here, not a big, you know, they didn't exodus, right, you know, during the cold or anything. So,
well, there's a ton of mallards, too. What, over 100,000 mallards in the area, so there should be hunting opportunity. How's the birds been getting out of pier and off the river and feeding that way of any of the Sheehan Waterfall Unit fields?
You know, they're kind of scattered. They go into some private fields and start jumping around through the day, or, you know, early mornings. Kind of start bouncing around, which has been really good for the hunters. You know, they haven't had just one big feed going on, and makes it, you know, like I say, it makes it pretty good for these guys.
Is there anything with the pass shooting around the mail shack area as part of the Sheehan Waterfall Unit?
You know, the duck hunters, the guys were putting out some decoys in some of those walk-ins just on the west side of Okobojo Creek here last week, and doing really good. You know, the ducks were buzzing around pretty good. I haven't heard anything now this week of, you know, just what's been going on over there.
The youth hunt, do you have youth 12 to 15 starting to sign up?
Yeah, we still have openings. We've got about 70-some kids signed up already. That's January 6th, 7th, and 8th. So if they, you know, people want to get their kids signed up, it's a fun event.
Well, Tim Weathers at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you guys, too.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we head down Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks. Dave Lucchese and Dave, fishing from Brookings to Sioux Falls. Anything standing out?
Well, I would say that, you know, Lake Ponsett, of course, there's been a fair bit of activity out there. And I've heard mixed reports. Did hear a couple guys going up from Watertown and actually catching limits of perch. Another party had limits of perch and their limits of walleyes. And then I've heard other folks say that, you know, they haven't done that well. So I think there's activity out there. You know, reports of ice, I think last Friday it was 8 inches. My guess is it has to at least be 10 inches to a foot after last weekend. Other lakes around the Brookings area, I did get one report yesterday off the Oakwood Lakes. I guess there's people out there fishing. And the guy said they're getting a few perch and walleyes. So that was the first report I'd read. And other lakes hitting a little bit further south, the Madison Lakes. I guess Lake Madison has been putting out a few walleyes. Of course, it had a pretty good fall bite. I did get one report off of Lake Whitewood. Sounds like Whitewood back to its old self, at least early on here. Guys are going out, and if you catch 3-4 nice perch, you're doing pretty well, but maybe it'll pick up later in the winter. A few bodies of water around Minnehaha County have been putting out some smaller walleyes and a few yellow perch. So seems like there's a fair bit of ice activity around the region, and my guess is with these warmer temperatures, there's going to be a lot of people out on the ice.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown Game Fish and Parks. CEO Bryce McVicker. And Bryce, as far as fishing around Watertown, what's going on with ice depth and any fish biting?
Well, as far as ice depth is concerned, things are looking really good. Great early ice conditions, a lot of UTVs, ATVs, snowmobiles, traveling all over the ice. Things are looking pretty safe out there. Starting to see a little bit of vehicle traffic. Probably going to be another 10 days or so before everybody's driving out on the ice. The only real concern with travel on the ice right now is snow depth. We've had a couple decent snows here, and there's getting to be a little bit of snow on the ice, and that's making it kind of tough for vehicles to get around. But as far as fishing is concerned, fishing hasn't been too bad. Most places not catching a whole lot of perch, but the walleye bite seems to be pretty good. We've started to have a little bit of consistent weather, so there's more perch mixed in. Ponset getting to be pretty busy, 30-40 shacks down there during the day. Like I said, mostly catching walleye. Clark County, seeing more and more fishermen over there all the time. Dry Lake, south by Willow Lake and Indian Springs, picking up a few perch, but mostly walleye on those two lakes as well. As far as Cottington County goes, Kempeska has been all right for a mixed bag. There's Goose Lake picking up a few walleyes there, and then Grass Lake, there's been a couple walleyes as well. So that's really about it. Good ice conditions, but as far as fishing goes, we haven't seen a whole lot of limits or anything like that quite yet.
And nothing maybe on Dry Lake by Florence?
No, Dry Lake has been pretty quiet. More people fishing grass, I would say, than dry so far.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown Game Fish and Parks, thank you and happy holidays. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.